Non-renewable energy. Section 2. Nuclear energy. In the 1950s and 1960s, nuclear power plants were seen as the power source of the future because the fuel they use is clean and plentiful. It was predicted that a nationwide network of nuclear power plants would provide electricity that was too cheap to meter. But in the 1970s and 1980s, almost 120 planned nuclear power plants were canceled, and about 40 partially constructed nuclear plants were abandoned. What happened? In this section, you will learn how nuclear power works, and why about 17% of the world's electricity comes from nuclear power today. Fission, splitting atoms. Nuclear power plants get their power from nuclear energy, the energy within the nucleus of an atom. The forces that hold together the nucleus of an atom are more than 1 million times stronger than the chemical bonds between atoms. In nuclear power plants, atoms of the element uranium are used as the fuel. The nuclei of uranium atoms are bombarded with atomic particles called neutrons. These collisions cause the nuclei to split in a process called nuclear fission. A fission reaction is shown in Figure 13. Nuclear fission releases a tremendous amount of energy and more neutrons, which in turn collide with more uranium nuclei. If a fission reaction is allowed to continue, this chain reaction will escalate quickly. One example of an uncontrolled fission reaction is the explosion of an atomic bomb. In contrast, nuclear power stations are designed so that the chain reaction produces a controllable level of energy. How nuclear energy works. A nuclear reactor is surrounded by a thick pressure vessel that is filled with a cooling fluid. The pressure vessel is designed to contain the fission products in case of an accident. Thick concrete walls also surround reactors, as shown in Figure 14. Inside a reactor, shown in Figure 15, metal fuel rods that contain solid uranium pellets are bombarded with neutrons. The chain reaction that results releases energy and produces more neutrons. The reactor core contains control rods that control the rate of fission in the reactor. They do this by absorbing neutrons, which prevents the neutrons from causing fission reactions in the uranium fuel. The heat released during nuclear reactions is used to generate electricity, in the same way that power plants burn fossil fuels to generate electricity. In a nuclear power plant, energy released from the fission reactions heats a closed loop of water that heats another body of water. As the water boils, it produces steam that drives a steam turbine, which is used to generate electricity. The advantages of nuclear energy. Nuclear energy has many advantages. Nuclear fuel is a very concentrated energy source, as shown in Figure 16. Furthermore, nuclear power plants do not produce greenhouse gases. When operated properly, nuclear plants release less radioactivity than coal-fired power plants do. Many countries with limited fossil fuel reserves rely heavily on nuclear plants to supply electricity. France, for example, generates about 3/4 of its electricity from nuclear power. France produces less than 1/5 of the air pollutants per person than does the United States, which relies on fossil fuels for almost 70% of its electricity needs. Why aren't we using more nuclear energy? Building and maintaining a safe reactor is very expensive. The last 20 nuclear reactors built in the United States cost more than $3,000 per kilowatt of electrical capacity. In contrast, wind power is being installed at less than $1,000 per kilowatt. This cost will decrease as construction costs decrease. Natural gas power plants are also less expensive to build than nuclear power plants, costing less than $600 per kilowatt. Storing waste. The difficulty of finding a safe place to store nuclear wastes is one of the greatest disadvantages of nuclear power. The fuel cycle of uranium produces fission products that remain dangerously radioactive for thousands of years. Uranium mining and fuel development produce radioactive wastes. In addition, the used fuel, liquids, and equipment from a reactor core are also considered hazardous wastes. Storage sites for nuclear wastes must be located in areas that are geologically stable for tens of thousands of years. The United States has spent over two decades studying a site called Yucca Mountain in southern Nevada as a place to store nuclear waste. Scientists are also researching a process called transmutation, which would recycle the radioactive elements in nuclear fuel. Safety concerns. In a poorly designed nuclear plant, the fission process can potentially get out of control. This is what happened during the world's worst nuclear reactor accident, which occurred at Chernobyl in the Ukraine in 1986. Engineers turned off most of the reactor's safety devices to conduct an unauthorized test. This test caused explosions that destroyed the reactor and released large amounts of radioactive materials into the air. Areas of northern Europe and the Ukraine are still contaminated. The Chernobyl reactor was an old design that, for safety reasons, is not used in the United States. The nuclear reactor had no containment building. In addition, the engineers at Chernobyl violated basic safety guidelines. In the United States, the most serious nuclear accident occurred in 1979 at the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant in Pennsylvania. Human error, along with blocked valves and broken pumps, caused the accident. Fortunately, only a small amount of radioactive gas escaped. Since this accident, the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission has required more than 300 safety improvements to nuclear power plants. The future of nuclear power. One possible future energy source is nuclear fusion. Nuclear fusion occurs when lightweight atomic nuclei combine to form a heavier nucleus and release tremendous amounts of energy. Figure 17 illustrates the process of nuclear fusion. Nuclear fusion powers all of the stars, including our sun. Fusion is potentially a safer energy source than nuclear fission is, because it creates less dangerous radioactive byproducts. Unfortunately, although the potential of fusion is great, so is the technical difficulty of achieving it. For fusion to occur, atomic nuclei must be heated to extremely high temperatures, about 100 million degrees Celsius, or 180 million degrees Fahrenheit. The nuclei must also be maintained at very high concentrations and properly confined. Achieving all three of these conditions simultaneously is extremely difficult. The technical problems are so complex that building a nuclear fusion plant may take decades or may never happen. You've reached the end of this chapter. Before moving on, review the main points of the section by reading the summary. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions. Your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the lab exercise on the following pages. The chapter review and standardized test preparation will give you additional practice using what you've learned.